This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, November 15th. Cattle markets yesterday trying to stabilize. We've seen quite an active week so far with a big reversal up here just a couple days ago, and then the market not giving us much as far as follow through. So we didn't really get confirmation, if you will, of the big outside day higher, but I think it's still a notable formation on the charts that we had that big reversal up after putting in a new low for this move. And then the markets did extend a bit early in the day, but we couldn't quite hang on to it. It ended up slightly lower on the live cattle. Feeders were basically just unchanged after chopping around both sides of unchanged. So I think you'll probably get a bit more of a pullback here on feeders. I think you'll catch here maybe a dollar lower. It's not going to be a lot. My guess is that the market will have some upward, at least short covering, at least a bit of a counter trend rally here. And that would probably coincide with the normal seasonal rally that you get in live cattle as packers prepare for the Christmas holiday. And then in feeders, probably just tagging along with that. We are expecting to see a fairly big jump in October placements of feeders as well, and that cattle and feed report will be next Wednesday, right before the Thanksgiving holiday. In the cash trade, we are seeing some numbers traded. Fed around 111, which is down 2 to 3 from last week. Dress trade around 175, which would be down 5 from last week. Now, of course, the packers are preparing for a short kill week next week, and then you get into kind of the heart of preparing for the Christmas season. That's, of course, the week after Thanksgiving, which is early this year. So you have a little more time to prepare for that. But normally you get good packer demand into that first week of December, and then you're pretty much done as far as the buying for Christmas. Now, packers have been pretty active lately getting forward contracted cattle and getting numbers around them. So it may not be as much activity coming into early December. Feedlots may find that they don't have as much leverage as they typically do. So we'll see. But I think domestic demand has been very good. The stock market and economic numbers starting to look a little shaky. So that could spread some fear. But I think the momentum from a very strong summer and just the general still optimistic outlook about the economy will carry through into this Christmas season. They might get some sticker shock on the cost of gifts that they want to buy with the tariffs everywhere. But nevertheless, it would appear that consumer demand has held together fairly well. Export demand has certainly slipped, so that's a red flag. And the early seasonal highs, I think, which have been confirmed, is also a red flag. We are still looking at the longer-term cattle cycle, still looking for one more major leg down. We were thinking we would get another push up into early Dec into a new high for live cattle. I don't think you'll see a new high, but whatever rally we get into early December, I think is where you want to start laying on some hedges and get short the market. With feeders, you know, you started to break down, you took out major swing lows, and then you snapped back above them with that outside day higher just a couple days ago. I still think you're going to get a bounce from there, and it could be a pretty nice one, $5-6, but that's probably all you're going to get. And we're targeting in feeder cattle those swing highs from mid-October, and then if you get back above that, you'd be looking at the highs from July. That's probably all you're going to get. I really don't think you're going to get up to those old highs that were put in the 1st of October. So we kind of missed our seasonal run there. Early November is when you tend to peak out, you know, late October, early November for feeder cattle. It just didn't materialize. Winter wheat plantings got in late. They weren't well established, and it's still cold and wet in the plains. You're just not going to place calves on that kind of on those conditions in the pastures. So that was a big chunk of demand that just didn't come this fall, and that made a huge difference in the market. But until then, until we get past early December, we'll presume that we'll get at least a bit of a bump here over the next couple weeks. Now, box beef values yesterday were a bit weaker, so we've been on a slide there too over the last several sessions. But choice was down 92 cents at 213. Select was down 180 at 197. The spread is at 1598. Movement was 168 loads. So at least you can look at that and say we had some pretty decent movement in the box beef. But it did have to come at a bit of a discount. The feeder cattle cash index is down 51. We're at 149.38. So still seeing some sliding there too. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.